everyone. Welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester. So, ang dami natin ngayon, Tito Pao.
Ang dami nga eh. Parang yeah. This is the first full house ata that we've had, no?
Oo nga.
So, first time ba na ganito kadami?
Well, hindi naman. Pero first time itong may katabi akong dalawa dito sa magkabilang gilid.
Oo. Diba? So, parang may ka-height ka dyan eh.
Yeah. This is There's no S. So, before we start, of course, kasama pa rin natin ang inyong friend din neighborhood Tito. Walang iba, kundi si Tito Paolo. And of course, we have Tom in the Philippines.
Tom in the Philippines. Yes. That's his YouTube handle name. Tom in the Philippines.
Tom in the Philippines. Yes. And also, we
ano yung content niya muna? Ano yung mga content niya?
Iba it's all about Philippines. He travels a lot
this,
here.
This is what I have to deal with every day. That's why Tito has a co-hosting program now. So, we're trying to recruit mga co-host. What's his content about?
So, he has a lot of travel content.
There you go. Yeah. So, mga travel vlogs, no? Si Travel in the Philippines.
Yes.
All right. And parang may little boy on your other side.
Yeah.
Nakakap kasi.
So
a bad boy pala.
Oo, bad boy yan.
Bad boy pag hindi na, no? Talagang very very masculine ang appeal niya, no?
Yes. So, memory keepers, we also have RJ Barrientos.
RJ Barrientos.
The Plant Bay Philippines.
Parang sila ng magkamag-anak. Last name pareho,
last
no?
Last name Philippines.
I think they're both know each other for a long time.
I like your English. I had a meeting the other day. My English was like that. Kumakaliwa na rin eh.
So, yes.
Yes.
So, this, okay. So, Memory Keepers, this is YouTube Talk. And, of course, how are you guys first before we introduce our guest for today?
Well, I'm doing awesome. Especially thanks to you, Lister.
Tom, I have to ask, do you understand any Tagalog yet or not yet?
I actually say that I don't understand Tagalog because then I can listen a bit. No, actually, like what I said in the beginning, only the bad words.
Only the bad words.
Yeah, the typical words like diba.
Diba. Baba. Stuff like that, no?
No.
No,
right. The baba is something else.
Yes, it is. We'll expand on that later. But Lester, I think you said that they'll all do their intros ba?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So let's see if kaya nila na mag-intro sa podcast. So let's see if Tom can do it, the introduction.
So, is it Tom immediately? Why don't we start with RJ muna? Tom, do you want to go first or shall RJ?
I was ready.
You were ready? Okay, sorry. So good. Let's do Tom first. Yeah. Anytime you're ready, Tom, before all the wine is gone.
That's the reason why I drink wine, so to be ready. Okay, that's your camera there.
Right? Yeah, there's a webcam right there.
Okay. Mm. Wait, that one or that one?
The one on the computer right there.
Okay. Here.
The one, there.
Okay, that's
go.
Sneaky. Yeah. You can tell me about that. Hi everyone, welcome to Spill the Beans podcast. And today we have lovely guests and of course our very famous Tito Paolo.
Oy, thank you. Famous na pala ako, hindi ko alam.
Of course. And
who's that guy in wearing a cap?
That's RJ. RJ Barrientos.
Yeah. Well done, Tom. Bravo. Wala pa rin yung clap up, yung aking app, hindi pa nada-download. Okay, thank you, Tom.
And of
thank
course, you. Our technical guy here is Lester Bravo.
Lester Bravo. Where is he? I can't see him.
Here.
Okay. Mahogany and Brown again, huh?
No.
Cowboy Magic. Cowboy, galing mo, ha? For the Memory Keepers, yun po yung podcast namin na nasira ang audio. That's from Ayin Bernos, no? Si Sun-Kissed, no? See Morena Beauty, as I think that's her channel. Go ahead. Who's the next one, please?
Okay, our very, very special and lovely guest today is Sofia Costales. Mm-hmm. Over there.
Hey, guys.
Wow, daming intro. Sofia, sorry ha, parang ngayon lang na may female guest kami na bigla dumami yung lalaki dito.
Oh my God.
Oo, daming dumating bigla. Pero parang may humabol pa eh. May humabol sa kahapon, sabi sa akin na I think I'll is it okay if I join? Sino ba yun, Lester?
Of course. Ang Plant Bay ng Pilipinas.
Plant Bay? Plant Bay? Anong ginagawa mo dito? Plant Bay? Dito.
I was just here to support Sophia because she's a long time friend also for vlogging.
Galing pala mag-English ni Gladby.
Can you give us an example of your introduction for that?
Yeah, I don't know if I can outdo Tom. I'm just going to spill the intro. Okay, so, hey guys, welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. So, yeah.
Not bad, Lester.
Yeah, so nga, parang mapapalitan na ako dito eh.
Yun nga yung goal nun eh. That's the goal. No? Okay, for the memory keepers and the future subscribers, we'd like to thank you once again for joining the podcast. This is your, sabi nga ni Lester, this is your friendly neighborhood hood Tito, Tito Paolo. Oh, today is YouTube Talk. We have a content creator, someone who espouses fitness and positivity as well. I've watched a bit of the content. She also used to be a ballet dancer. I'm not.
Yeah.
I think I'm. Yeah, I saw some of that. So we'll just ask. So it's today. It's YouTube Talk. We have content creator Sofia Costales.
So hi guys, my name is Sofia Costales. I'm 25. Lol. My YouTube channel is Sofia Costales, and I do have a travel. I have a travel vlog, and my hashtag is SoftcodeTravels. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of it on Instagram. Okay. You can follow me on Instagram at Sofeya.
Sofeya.
Yes. So okay. It's SUFEYYA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sofeya. Yeah. Okay. All right. RJ, do you have any questions? Nakakatawa to. Dami ko mababatuhan ngayon. RJ, do you have any questions? Look at RJ's face.
None so far.
Lester, do you have any questions? Sige, may name tag pa ako for my previous.
Lalagay ko na. Okay. So, for Sofeya, I see your channel right now.
Wow, may question yan. Yeah. Very good.
Oh my God. Here we go.
So, you've been on post or hiatus for quite some time. It's
ano
about
yung hiatus? Ano ba yun?
Big word.
Parang cactus ba yun? Plant bay?
Hindi naman.
Hindi naman.
Parang nagkaroon lang siya ng pause sa channel niya. Nag-break.
Pause? Yung sa aso?
Pause.
Okay.
Sa channel niya. So, okay. What happened?
This is good. I love this. I'm loving this podcast right now. What happened daw? Talagang direct to the point. Ang question niya, ba't daw hindi ka nag-upload?
Yes.
Ganun lang talaga. Well, the main reason is, well, I'm also a master's degree student.
Hala. Oh, yeah. That's why. So,
as in, ang daming nangyayari in my life. A lot of things have been happening, and not only uploading on YouTube, but I'm also quite proactive on Instagram. I've been tied up with brand ambassadorships in with different brands like Skechers, Pocari Sweat, and then they kind of require us to do posts for them. And that's one of the main reasons why I am not able to edit anymore and upload.
How do you edit by? Is it Premiere Pro? Is it ano ba yung ibang programs, Lester?
Mga Corel Video, Sony Vegas, mga ganun.
Da Vinci.
May ganun ba? Flatbay?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you use to edit?
I use Adobe Premiere.
Wow.
And sometimes After Effects.
Wow.
After Effects?
Some. Yeah.
Naghahanap kami ng After Effects. So you said you're taking masters.
Yes, I do.
What are you taking up right now? Postgraduate, no?
Masters. Uh-oh. No, not yet.
Post. Not yet. Ah, okay.
So I'm taking up a Masters of Arts in Communication in De La Salle.
Wow. So is it? Sorry, what do you call it again?
MACOMS.
Okay.
So it's Masters of Arts in Communications.
So is this how they teach you how to be objective when you're looking at art?
Well, it's actually applied media studies.
Mm-hmm.
So we think of a concept and it should be timely in society, and we expound on that. We make theories about it, and we kind of create films about it. Last week, we just submitted a 20-minute documentary for our finals, and it's about road street clearing operations in Manila, and we had to interview a lot of authorities, the vendors themselves.
So your YouTube background plays a big part na rin. It's able to contribute to your studies. I mean,
it does.
Sorry, I can't help it. I have a line of questioning in my head already. Pero nakikita ko si RJ. RJ, diba? Ano yung tinitake niya, RJ?
Yung MACOMS.
MACOMS. Ano ba yung MACOMS?
Master of Arts in Communications.
Master of Arts in Communications. No, tama. I'm just sorry for laughing. It's just that there's three of you now and it's still so quiet over there.
Puro introvert in invite mo eh.
Tatlo na tahimik pa rin, pero MACOMS nga, di ba? All right.
Is it similar ba sa mass communication?
Oy, good question. Thank you.
All right. Kasi parang mass art and communication yung sa kanila.
Oo.
Combination. So,
ano ba yung mass communication?
Parang, if I'm not mistaken, yes. Parang broadcasting.
Okay. So it's similar.
Yes.
All right. Sige, let's delve into it a little more later. Pero is it okay? Kasi we just want to see the genesis, yung origin ng mga content creators. So Spill the Beans, we have this little ano ba yan, tradition ba? Tradition na ba to?
Grabe, tradition
no? Pang tito talaga. We have this little routine where we check the beginning of every channel.
Oh my god.
The very first upload.
No. Mm-hmm.
So this is the very first upload of Sophia.
I can't watch.
This was what year? My Tito Ice again?
It's Lisa. November 16, 2012.
2012? What were you doing in 2012, Lester?
Yeah, well, this was before my debut. I was very nervous. Kasi, diba, in a debut, you have to go down parang an aisle. But a lot of people were there. My friends were there. My relatives were there. And just to like break from my nerves.
Yes.
I created this video. So parang...
Bigyan mo na kami ng audio, Lester. Yan!
Oh,
grabe. How old are you here?
I turned 18.
Grabe, 30 plus na ako dyan eh. Nung lumabas yan eh. Oo. Magkatatawa kayo dyan, ha? Iyat lang kayo, ha? Baka batuhin ko kayo ng tanong dyan, ha? Oo.
Okay, or quiet.
Alright. At least you didn't take it down.
I didn't take it down because my dad was sharing it with everyone.
Pero ano yung parang dumaan? Parang may can of beers ba yun? Ano ba yung like a few seconds backstage?
Parang food.
Food.
I think so. Parang Pringles. I forgot.
I love the energy. I love the energy.
My dad's there also.
Ah.
Like in the near end.
Okay. Sige, let's let it play a little bit. Yeah. At least very supportive naman ang father.
We were dancing in the middle. So parang, dadali ka dito. Parang ganun.
And then he jumped
in. And then
he joined in.
Oh, there.
How many siblings do you have?
It's just me.
Ang galing. At least. And then, pumayag. Yung iba kasing parents, natatakot to let their kids go online, join all these platforms. At least your father is very supportive. I love the energy. Alam niyo dapat ganyan energy niyong tatlo eh. Ayan. Talaga. Dito ko lang kayo. Sorry, dito ako napapatingin. Ha. Dito ko lang kayo kita eh. Alright. So let's fast forward a little bit to when Sophia's dad joins her. Ayun. Ba't kayo kinakabahang tatlo? Ha? Hindi ako. Nagugulat ako ha.
Ang
cool naman ni Daddy. Ang galing naman. Alam mo, my dad will never do that with me. Pero ang cool lang. Ang cool lang parents. Mas cool ang parents ngayon.
Yes.
No, talagang they really do their best to understand the digital age. All right. So that's Sophie's very first content. On what date, Lester?
It's November 16, 2012.
2012. Oh, konting ice. Uy, may cake pa. Ano naman ginagawa mo ng 2000? Sorry, I'm talking in Tagalog na pala. Yes, RJ, what were you doing in 2012? Closer to the mic, please.
I think I haven't been on YouTube Vlogging in YouTube.
You were, were you in high school? What exactly was happening?
College. Yeah,
in college. And what did you take up in college?
IT.
IT. Then, wow. Everyone in Teddy's age is basically in IT.
Yeah. 2012, I was in third year college. Yeah.
Third year college. Yeah. Oh, Tom, how are you over there?
In 2012, I was definitely not on YouTube yet.
On YouTube yet.
No. I believe I was working.
Oh, you
Yeah, I must have been working. 2012.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Aside from taking up masters, currently, you're still in college. You're still studying.
I'm still studying.
You're still studying now. So, content creator, and you're still studying. When did the ballet start?
It started when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
My father also took me to my first ballet show.
Okay.
Because he's actually part of the military. So right. They...
Ang cool naman. He dances like that and he's still he's part of the military. Ang cool naman.
Yeah. Okay. And then they gave him complimentary tickets.
Okay.
To Nutcracker. To a Christmas show.
Uh-oh.
Then he took me in and then I said to myself secretly,
uh-oh,
one day I'm gonna perform in that stage.
Alright.
And then after a few months, mm-mm, they took me to my first ballet class.
After a few months. Mm-hmm. Do you have any videos here where you're younger and you're doing ballet? I've seen some that more accomplished ka na. But I was trying to find one where you were just really starting pa lang.
Yeah.
Is there an...
I don't think so, but I do have photos.
Mm-hmm.
But they're somewhere in Facebook. So it's very old.
Oh, wag na mag-friend request pa.
It's okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Mapapa-friend request pa si Lester. So okay na.
Okay.
Tama na yun. So how difficult is it to pick up ballet as a passion?
For me, it's really about enjoying every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was passionate about it for more than half of my life.
Uh-oh.
I started professional dancing though in high school.
Wow.
So I auditioned in Lisa Makuha's Ballet Manila. It's her school.
Yeah.
And then
you in the middle, sorry.
I'm the one in the far right wearing fuchsia pink and yellow.
All right.
Yeah,
all
in
right.
Front there. Okay. And then I got a full scholarship.
Wow.
And
wow.
Then it started from there. I became part of the company and then I was performing full time, mm-hmm, while studying in college. So yeah, I was a working student. I didn't, mm-hmm, have a social life back in the day.
I can imagine with everything, with all the responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
For someone who wants to be a ballet dancer, mm-hmm, ano ba yung realistic expectations? Is there a certain body type that is needed?
There is. Yeah, it's like a prerequisite.
Okay.
But if you're not really into the performing arts, professional ballet dancing type of career,
uh-oh,
then any body type is fine. It's fine for ballet. Like, okay, it's very accepting of even race, uh-oh, like in the States. Like, anything goes.
Okay.
But if you're in like a strict company, everyone sees you on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has to be the same.
Okay. When you say the same, ano yung body type na yon?
So, when I was part of the company, we had to have at least like 100 pounds.
Okay. At least.
That's the most na pala. Maximum
100 pounds. Maximum na 100.
Everyone who is 5'2 and up.
Maximum is 100.
Has to have max 100 pounds. Only.
Only.
Because we were being lifted, mm-mm, by the men.
Ah.
And that's very integral to parts of choreographies,
okay,
to different, different dance moves.
Okay. How difficult is it to maintain 100 pounds at the height of 5'2"?
My God. I can just imagine myself before. I could,
mm-hmm,
not eat white rice.
Mm-mm.
And then my sugar was limited.
Okay.
My meat was also like proportioned every day.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then there were times that we weren't really eating because, mm-hmm, we had a lot of lifts with the male dancers.
When you say not eating, like once a day,
like
or
just water?
Just water, and how
or
long?
Like smoothies, liquid diet.
Liquid
lang.
Diet, and then you that stretch would last for how long? Two days, 3 days, a week, months,
for a year.
For a year.
Yeah, it depends on the production also. If you're in a tutu, we call it a tutu. It's a skirt that's stiff, and it's like a pancake around your waist.
I saw Lester wearing that the other day. Sorry. sorry, go ahead.
So, in the company, all of our costumes are already measured. So, if you don't fit, you're not included in the cast.
Wow.
So, it's very strict. It's very classical. We're reproducing classical pieces because every year. That's why we really had to maintain a strict diet, a strict weight, and we had to actually be lighter, like fair skinned, because the lights on the stage, it'll make you darker.
So how do you do that?
I pray.
How do you just stay away from the sun as much as anything that you can do to make your complexion a little lighter. Grabe. Does going over 100 pounds, is that automatic disqualification, or you can't join the company?
We get criticized a lot by our directors and our teachers. Parang they can see it if you can't do a certain step, or if you can't be lifted, even if for a split second you make a mistake, and they feel na you're heavy, you're getting fatter or something. Yeah. They notice it. They call you out.
Wow, over 100 is fat. That is a very such a stringent measure.
That's why.
Wow. So does at least it doesn't? Are there a lot of dancers with a lot of confidence issues because of how strict the criteria is?
I remember one of my friends. She's from South Korea, but she danced with us for a year.
Okay.
And then she had some weight issues. So
meaning over 100?
Over 100.
Okay.
Like probably 115, I think. And then that's just 5 pounds over, 15 pounds
over,
diba?
Yeah.
And then one day we saw her, na parang manginihalo na siya. She's almost gonna faint during rehearsals because she didn't eat for 3 days straight.
Wow.
So that's how we keep up with the pressure. And added to that pa, there's always favoritism in every company. So,
grabe, parang your father's military service is a lot easier when you talk
sort of.
Grabe, but no, I'm just kidding. Magalit sa akin lahat ng military men. Oo. I'm just listening. 3 days, you don't eat, and going over 100. Technically, you're overweight. When the time comes, you have your family of your own. Would you recommend, or would you allow your daughter to go through ballet?
Yeah,
so what's the positive? I've heard the difficulties, the challenges. What's the positive things about it?
So the positive, the number one thing is that everything is free. Ah. And they actually give us TF or PF, performance fees.
Okay.
And then we do have free shoes. So the shoes for ballet, the point shoes, are very expensive. They cost like $200 each or more.
Lester, magkano? So nasa 10,000 pesos yun. Oh,
10,000 or half of that. So 5,000.
5,000. Yeah, okay. Oh.
So
At least everything is provided. Do you guys get to travel as well?
We do. So we went to different countries. Like I went to Macau.
Yes.
And then some of my friends, they were able to go to Russia, to Hong Kong, all around Asia also.
That's good. So the exposure is there. And with that exposure also comes personal growth. No? You get to be, you get to hang out with or go to different places and experience different cultures.
And we also met Miss Universe, Pia Wurtzbach. We performed for her. Mm. We do a lot of corporate shows in different hotels and stuff like that.
So, may corporate din pala. You do corporate shows.
Yes.
So, the company, what do you call the Philippine company ba?
our company?
Yeah.
It's Ballet Manila.
Ballet Manila.
I still promote you.
Okay. So Ballet Manila, if any person or... Kasi everyone starts young naman, no? Mm-hmm. Wala naman nagsistart ng 12 years old, 13.
Actually, Lisa Makuha, she started, I think, 13.
13. Mm-hmm. And that's considered elderly already?
It's
in the
Yeah, it's very hard to... it takes talent talaga.
Okay.
To be able to be flexible.
Oo.
Kasi most kids, they're not as, you know, malleable in that age.
So at 13, the steep climb na siya talaga.
It's, yeah.
Okay, so there's the ballet dancer. There's Sophia, the content creator and also the student. What's, as you were saying when we just started, you're also doing fitness now.
Yes, I transferred into the fitness world.
So the transition is from ballet dancing, ballet mm-hmm. dancer. Now it's more on. You're is it a fitness instructor?
Yes.
A fitness instructor. Yeah. And what's this discipline that you're talking about?
Well, actually, when I was still in ballet, they taught me to teach ballet first.
Okay.
So I think the passion started from there.
Okay.
And when I resigned from the ballet company, I immediately enrolled myself into a gym.
Yes.
And I found myself always like alone and still doing ballet on this side because I miss it sometimes.
Okay.
And then it's really nice to have a healthy life. So I figured, oh, what if I share it with the world, with
yes.
different parts of the community.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I am a certified Pound Pro instructor.
Certified Pound Pro instructor. What's a Pound Pro instructor?
So well, Pound is a 55 to 60 minute cardio fitness jam with the use of green ripsticks. So ripsticks are like drumsticks, but they have weight. So it's designed to tone your arms. You strike the floor with the sticks.
Okay.
You do squats, you do lunges.
All right. Yeah. So parang full body workout. Alam mo, bagay ka mag-vlog, Sophia. Maganda ang register sa camera and you have the personality for it, 'di ba, RJ?
Yes.
Oo. Maganda register, no?
Time diba? Lang talaga.
Oo. No, kasi I was seeing some of your earlier videos. You were still very shy and on some parts, no? Pero the first one, definitely you weren't shy on that one. But as the videos progressed, because you have about 74 uploads ata eh. Tama ba, Lester? Mga nasa 74, no? And you could really see the progression and the improvement as you have more vlogs and more videos. When you started, is it mostly... You'd also do travel, eh?
Me
travel, no?
I do travel. That was primarily the reason why I opened, I built up my YouTube account.
Mm-mm.
Because I was traveling a lot. So all of the places I visit, I just dump them in there and then put music in it and then put timing. So
yes.
Sort of like a music video.
Where did you learn how to edit? Did you... Where did you learn to edit first?
When or where?
Where? Did
oh,
you
where?
Just... Yeah. Did someone teach you? Did you self-taught ba?
I took multimedia arts po in college.
Oo nga pala. Tulungan nyo naman ako. Sumasablay si Tito eh. Tatlo kayo dyan eh. Oo nga pala. Okay, so that's where the knowledge emanated from.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are the travel vlogs, there's the ballet, there's the fitness. Can we look at Pound lang? Anything that's with Pound? Because just
Pound.
So that...
Oh, I do have another Instagram account. It's Sweat with Sophie.
So, dami yan.
Yeah.
So you have Facebook, dalawang Instagram, YouTube channel. Okay. Sweat with Sophie.
Yes. So, actually, it's there on the page. Yeah, there. Okay. There. So I put all of my fitness... stuff in there.
Mm-mm.
There's a video I think somewhere.
So oh, those wait. Are the sticks. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. Try to go back to my other account, please.
So those are weighted sticks.
Okay, go down a little. There. Beside the Spartan, that's a video of my Pound class. Beside the Spartan.
Beside the Spartan, right
yes,
there.
The middle one. So I'm using weighted sticks.
Okay.
And then they weigh 1/4 of a pound each.
1/4 of a pound. Okay, yes. Got it.
So there, it's a boomerang lang. But
okay, it's a big class.
It's a big class. It's we call it Suns Out Fitness. It's a free community here in BGC.
Mm-mm.
And the aim is actually to train people to go to the Spartan Race for free. And okay. It's a boot camp.
Sorry, what is the Spartan? We should know this because Amy goes to the Spartan Race. Also, Cassie Umali goes to the Spartan Race. Lester, alam mo ba kung ano yung Spartan Race?
Hindi kaya.
Kasi ako nakakalimutan ko parate, pero it's always been discussed here. What is the
you
Spartan?
You guys should join.
I agree. Lester, ano, shall we join?
Oh yeah, it's nice to vlog.
It's nice to vlog. Ano ba yung Spartan Race? What is it?
The Spartan Race is an obstacle course race. So the ones you see on TV, like American Ninja Warrior,
okay,
the Beastmaster, sort of like that.
All right.
It has a lot of
similarities.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Spartan Race, is this the one that was just held in Clark this year?
I forgot where the recent one was, but we were in different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Lima, Batangas for my first ever Spartan Race this year.
Okay.
I was with Suns Out Fitness.
All right.
So it was just open category.
Okay.
And we were helping each other out. So there's also a competitive category.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Grabe tong Spartan Race na to. Ang dami. Very broad and comprehensive pala yung mga events.
It's good for for like team building. And sort of those activities.
All right, Sophie. Siguro you can help me because I've been trying to get Lester to go to the gym or
go to Suns Out Fitness.
Suns Out Fitness.
It's free. It's just there in Track 30.
What do you guys do?
We do boot camps.
Allergic kami sa sit up eh.
Allergic ba kayo sa grass? Because some people are.
Hindi
like,
naman.
Hindi naman. Sit up okay lang. Yun.
Sit up, push up. Lumalabas yung allergies na. Pero what do you guys do? So we can give the memory keepers an idea on what happens in Suns Out Fitness.
Okay, so what happens in Suns Out Fitness is that everybody warms up together.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does push-ups together.
Okay.
We do have interval runs every Thursday. Okay. And regular boot camp classes on Tuesdays.
Interval runs. Ano yung interval runs?
So interval runs, you get to run with a pace.
Okay.
So if you run in a treadmill just to check your pace, you run together with a group in that same pace around the streets.
Okay. Ang galing, may flag football pa kayo.
Yes.
All right. I am not sure if there's any way I can ask these guys to join. Any of you guys interested to join Sophie?
Yeah, there's actually an all-women counterpart.
All-women counterpart. Lester, may all-women counterpart daw, Lester. Willing ka ba sumali? Doon ka sa all-women para may motivation.
We call ourselves Flex Sisters.
Flex Sisters.
So we have an Instagram page, which I also manage, and it's called FlexFitPH.
FlexFitPH.
Yeah, so...
Parang nagkaka-PNF syndrome ako eh. FlexFitPH.
FlexFitPH.
Di ba yun?
FlexFitPH.
Ano ba yun? Sarita yun? FlexFit. FlexFitPH. Okay.
So the CEO of FlexFit is Lexi Noval. She's one of my best friends.
Okay.
And the one from Suns Out, the one who created Suns Out, is actually her boyfriend, who is Michael Jang.
Okay.
And
grabe mga young ones ngayon. Sobrang you guys really know how to do marketing. Okay, so sorry, you were saying. So that's the president and the
she's the CEO.
Uh-oh.
Can you click the first
Sophie,
picture?
Ano yung parang obstacle sa may SM Aura? I only see it with...
Pretty huge obstacles.
It's like a gym where they have obstacle course. Mm-hmm. Is that part of this group or no?
It's part of Suns Out. So if you join Suns Out every Sunday, it's actually at a discounted rate. So it's 200 pesos instead of 800 pesos for the classes.
Okay. Sorry, what's the name of the place?
pretty huge obstacle.
I thought you were using adjectives. I was like, pretty huge. No, so it's really, yeah,
it's
the name.
It's P-H-O.
Ah, okay. Is that the one that's on the right side?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, kasi nakita kasi rin si Natalie, si Traveling Foxes. Mm. They also go here. Before they came to the podcast, they were doing pretty huge obstacles.
Yes.
But can we look at it? Is there any video with... I'm very interested in this place. I've seen so many people go there. Pretty huge obstacles.
Yes. The obstacles there are quite similar to the ones in the Spartan race.
So training ground.
People really train in there. They pay subscriptions for every month just to train.
Parang membership.
There's a membership. And not just the playground, but they also have classes. They have band class there also.
Okay.
And some yoga and other classes.
Ang ganda ng transition mo from ballet to fitness coach.
I think it's quite the same because I'm still moving and still having fun.
And the yung fitness regimen andun pa rin. And then the strict discipline, it's still there.
Actually, the discipline, I can eat what I want now.
Which
is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
No worries about going over 100.
No worries about the weight issues and what I look like. Basta as long as you feel good about yourself, you're fine. You're
so
good.
Functionality talaga. Yeah. This is very interesting, actually. This is there's so many variations to fitness now. Before, it was just go to the gym, lift weights, and that's it. Now, ang dami ng options. There's no excuse to be unfit now. No? Kasi no one's exempted eh. From the person who is most disciplined, who's most fit, to the person who's just sedentary and not doing anything. Everybody has to move, diba, RJ?
Yes, especially when you're getting older, you have to...
Ano ba yung age na getting older? Anong age?
When you're pushing 30s already.
Oh, grabe.
I feel like I need to exercise because the metabolism also is also getting slower.
Nako. Just to let you guys know, because pinagdaanan ko na yung 30s eh. 42 na ako eh. When I was towards my late 20s, anything that you eat, as long as you're constantly exercising, you're active, it still doesn't affect you eh. When you hit your 30s, parang your metabolism goes to the parking lot and just stops. Pero if you continue to exercise, that will help. Pero tama si RJ, if you don't go, if you don't exercise before you hit your 30s, scary, no?
Yeah.
Pero Street, can you pull up one travel video first? So just to indulge the memory keepers and the future subscribers, I'll throw this video to the three boys in the back, no? So you guys, anytime you can ask a question, no? As you watch this. So usually it's best practices to talk and narrate while a video is happening so that it's not dry.
Yeah.
Anytime.
I'm just curious where this where Lakawan Island is. Can you?
It's in Bacolod.
Bacolod.
Yeah.
Maybe she can run us through the video.
So this video, I planned to surprise my dad for Father's Day. He didn't know that I was gonna come over.
I am now officially so inside of the airport. I had to check in one bag because I was wearing...
This is already in the airlines.
Yeah. Because my plan was I was going to work in...
How long does it take to get to Bacolod?
Usually it's 30 minutes, but because of the flight traffic that we have, it's it's gone up to 1 hour 30 minutes.
Wow, 1 hour 30 minutes.
Yeah, because it takes a lot of time to board, and then when you arrive, you're gonna wait pa.
Okay.
So,
and I think it takes also around that time to go to Davao.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm going back to Davao also.
Nobody asked about that.
Yeah. Because I'm gonna just keep...
Tito Paul. You're just a Tito na talaga.
I'm kidding, RJ. Okay, go ahead, RJ.
Sorry.
Tito Paolo apologizes. I ruined your momentum. Go ahead. You're saying it takes the same time to...
Yeah, to go to Davao. Around 45 minutes.
An hour 45 minutes. Yeah. And to think that Davao mas malayo, di ba?
It's also in Cubao.
It takes a lot of time to travel in Tubao. It takes about 2 hours to get back home.
Or from Makati to Makati.
Yeah. True.
It's very traffic.
Actually, one really difficult part of editing is to get which music feels nice.
Relate. Yeah. We can relate.
Yeah.
As an editor in the Philippines.
Yeah. And music isn't free.
Yes, you have to
I look in YouTube. Yeah. So, this was 2017. It was when I met the YouTube Vloggers Philippines group in Facebook.
Guys, I compliment you naman yung maturity ni Sophia. Do you remember the first video?
Yeah.
Diba? Alam nyo, guys, coming from a married man, it's always good. Right, Tom? Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm watching, listening, doing everything here.
No, I was just telling the young ones, coming from a married man, no, it's always good to compliment women. Oh, so yun lang. They're all just staring out. Okay. Yes.
Sorry, I don't have any earphones.
Oh, naman. Yeah.
No, I
Ala, can. Wala kayong excuse. Oh, nga, RJ. Bigyan na natin kay, ano.
I'm just looking at the video and...
Oo, sorry, RJ. Oh, nga naman pala. Tito Paolo apologizes. Tama, wala ka naman palang headphones. Oo, hindi natin naririnig. Oh, sige, RJ. Give RJ the headphones and let him take over for 5 minutes. Okay, RJ, as you were saying, I was saying a while ago, it's always good to, coming from someone who's married, you know, as you know, experience dictates, it's always good to give women compliments. Kasi, as I was saying, ganda ng register ni Sophia sa camera.
Yes.
And the maturity and the progression from the first video, talaga nakikita mo, diba?
Yes, very much. Actually, when we first met sa YouTube Vloggers PH, I kind of find her to be very natural in front of the cam. Yes, very much.
How so, sir?
So, she just... what she is in... out of the cam. Off cam.
Off cam.
That's also her on cam.
So, very
fluent in communication. Mm-hmm. Communicating with the audience in cam. So,
parang kinakabahan ka, sir.
Very much.
Hindi na po eh. Parang may humahabol sa'yo eh. Walang humahabol sa'yo. As you were saying, she's very natural.
Yes.
No? Maganda register sa camera. And there's no vlog personality. Yung iba kasi once in off na yung camera, iba sila off cam. No? So you're saying talagang if she's extroverted on cam, that's how she is also. On cam or off cam. So tuloy mo lang, RJ. Saan nga kayo una nagkakilala?
Yun sa YouTube Vloggers PH. We had this first... we had a collaboration in...
Hindi ka malang na-invite? Pero anyway,
what was that again? In kind of, in a wizarding something, like a breakout room.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was our first collaboration
Mystery
together.
Manila.
Yes, Mystery Manila. Yes. So that was
I miss
first.
You Manila. Ano yan? ano yan?
Mystery Manila.
Okay, go ahead. Mystery Manila. Oh.
Yeah, this was in Makati. So it was our first collaboration together with other YouTubers.
Saan nalang tignan mo? Ako tinitignan mo eh. Kasi sa Sophia ka nalang tumingin. Okay.
So yeah, that was our first vlog together. And yeah, she's just a natural, very relaxed in front of the cam.
RJ, thank you for saying everything that Lester and Tom are really not saying.
I was actually taking the microphone, but
yes,
Tito Paolo, you were interrupting me.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking about the self-confidence. Is that something you like have by yourself, or you adapted that throughout your vlogging career?
I think the confidence that I had, it's the same confidence that I give on stage when I'm dancing or when I'm performing.
Okay.
So it really helped me with... 'cause self-vlogging is quite different. It's different from being behind the camera because mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. see yourself. It's like a mirror.
Yes.
So you really have to step it up a notch and be confident in every word you say. You have to anticipate what's gonna happen next.
Mm. Did you hear that, RJ?
Yes.
So I first have to become a ballerina and then I can do the vlogging.
I will
finally
teach you.
Okay, yeah. But I'm a bit above 100 pounds. So.
Oh, that's okay.
Grabe, ang daming aspects to the person. Tama ba yun? To the person? To the personality? To the person, are you sure? To the person of Sophia, no? RJ, yes. ano yun? So there's the
ballerina side, the vlogger side,
oh, oh.
Then the fitness instructor side.
Oh, oh. Ano kalimutan yung student? Because oh, yun yeah, yung foundation
student,
eh.
Siyempre,
oh,
oh,
the student aspect, no? What's in the future for Sophia? Aside from being a fitness instructor, are there any other plans? So you're saying that you might also upload soon. Any other plans that's in the offing? That do you call your viewers anything? None yet.
I used to call them softco babies.
Softco babies.
But not anymore.
Not anymore. Like yeah. Changed na. So is there anything in the offing for your subscribers that they don't know about yet? Are you planning to do anything? Are you gonna study again? Take postgraduate studies? Anything that's lined up for 2020?
So, because in 5 years, I'll be turning 30.
In 5 years? Ang tagal pa noon.
No, pero mabilis na lang.
But I like it. You know, that's the discipline of the ballerina side, I think.
We really look ahead. Like, ahead is like years. So,
Thank you. Yeah. First time I've met someone who's that young, who's already planning way ahead. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. So, yeah, I'm turning 30 in the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
My plan is to visit 30 countries when I turn 30.
30 countries.
So right now my count is I think 5.
Five.
I need 25 more.
Uh-oh.
That's why I'm returning to the YouTube platform.
Okay.
I'm going to upload as much as I can and really reach my target number.
Does it have to be countries or kahit destinations lang? Either different cities and different countries? Dapat countries talaga?
I'm really strict about myself about it. So, dapat different country talaga.
Different countries. Yeah. Okay. All right. I have a few more questions because, Lester, hindi iba na tong questions ko ah. Because the memory keepers, smile na si Lester. The memory keepers and the future subscribers would always ask me that I should ask personal questions daw. Andiyan naman si RJ to guard Sophie. Pag ayaw mo yung question, you shut it down, ha? Oh, ayan. May chopping board na siya. So the question is, Lester will ask the question.
Oh my God.
No, the question is, the memory keepers and future subscribers nga would always ask me, can you ask something more personal? Don't be so tito all the time. Right now, Sophie, are you dating anyone? Are you single?
I'm in a relationship.
You're in a relationship. So shut down agad yung question ko. Sayang. RJ, do you have any questions ba?
Wala naman. No, I've known Sophie for so long.
Yeah.
So I know that she's in a relationship.
Okay. Wala rin, hindi effective yung question. Because my question was, I was gonna ask if you were going to date someone, ano ba yung mga prerequisites for the guy?
Ooh, that's interesting. Because when we were just in the Ligaw stage, my father,
military.
I know.
Uh-oh.
He asked for my boyfriend now. So he wasn't my boyfriend before. He was just a classmate. So before, when we were in the courting stage,
yes,
my father asked my to-be boyfriend to fill up a form entitled Application to Date My Daughter.
Wow, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
So he found it on Google. He printed it out. He gave it to me. Sabi niya, bigay mo yan.
Application to date my daughter. I like it. Can we look it up? Anong meron dun sa form?
So the questions were very like out of this world. Like if you were gonna be shot, where and why? So it's Yeah, so yun.
I like it.
So yun yung courtship, ano namin. So naging friends naman sila after. Thank God.
I can imagine your boyfriend answering the form, sweating like anything, you know, just nervous as hell. Yeah. So yun yung binigay ng dad. Well, yeah,
but he was just being very comical about it. Parang he wasn't really serious. Pero ito naman yung boyfriend ko, parang masyado niyang sineryoso. Like, pinotoshop niya pa yung text. Hindi niya hinandwrite. That's why, parang, okay.
I think I like that question. Subukan nga natin kay Lester. Since si Lester na ang may headphones. Ano yung question? Narinig mo yung questions, Reed? If you were going to be shot somewhere, where would it be and why?
Sa puso na. Para tapos na.
Bakit swabe talaga nito, Lester? Sa puso. Bakit sa puso?
Para makita nila yung pagmamahal ko na binigay.
Wow.
Boom. So that they will see my love for them.
Oh, sige, paki-translate mo yung question for Tom. So, and I just want to hear Tom's answer.
So, Tito Paolo were asking me if I going to, what is the question? Sorry, if I'm going to be shot.
Yes.
If you, this was the question that was posed against the was asked by the father of Sophie.
Yes.
From her then suitor, now boyfriend.
Yeah.
What was the question again?
So where will be I?
Where will be I? Yeah. Parang gusto kay ini ni Michael.
Ano nga ulit yung question? What is the question?
Kayo tatlo dyan, ha? Tatlo na kayo.
Ayun.
If you were going to be shot...
Yes.
Oh, yes!
Yes! What is the question?
Where would it be? Please help them.
If you're going to be shot, where would it be and why?
Okay. So that's it.
Ask him the question.
I will answer the question.
Don't ask him the question.
I thought I'm just going to. I'm going to answer pala. Yun eh. You didn't tell me naman eh.
Okay.
If I'm going to be shot.
Okay. Yes. You have to ask Tom the question.
So if you're going to be shot, Tom. where will it be?
And why?
Well,
and why? Thank you, RJ. Thank you. Put it on the RJ.
First of all, I'm not planning to get shot, but if I really need to choose, I would pick my left hand.
Why your left hand?
That's something I don't really need, I think.
Because it's something you don't use.
Yeah, the rest I will need.
What do you think of that answer, Lester?
That is stupid.
What did you actually pick?
Heart. Yes. So it will blossom. My love for them.
I don't think it works like that.
I'll just let the Titanic sink. Okay, so, all right, guys. Thank you. Thank you for joining the Tito Paolo co-hosting program. You guys have been amazing at this podcast. Thank you very much, Tom in the Philippines. RJ. RJ, Plant Bay PH, for helping us out in this podcast. So, this is actually Lester's cue.
Oh, no, yes.
He has to close the show all the time. But this time, I'll give you reprieve, Lester. Okay. No, medyo pass ka muna.
So Tom and RJ will be the one.
Bahala ka, decide ka which one in your myriad of choices. And dami. There's one to your left, one to your right. Okay.
So before we close muna, I will just announce to Memory Keepers na if you want to listen on the podcast on your cell phone, computer, the podcast is available now on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast. So you can now listen to them.
Come on, thank you. Galing. All because of Lester Bravo. Yes. Yeah, no? So, all the editing.
So now the closing will be on Tom and RJ.
Tom and RJ, the dynamic duo.
Okay. So Memory Keepers, thank you very much for watching again. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see all your smiling faces again. If you like this video, please hit the subscribe button, like the video, share with your family, friends, grandmother, grandfather, and whoever you like.
Yes.
And I believe.
What's that? Go ahead.
I believe I need to pause the microphone to someone else because I don't know what I am going to
say.
You just have to close.
You just have to say thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching. And we will see you in the next episode.
Good job, Tom. Good job. Thank you. Okay, wala pa kami applause button. Okay. So we'll try out RJ. Parang trials lang to. Oh, you never know. Baka you guys will be in my seat soon.
Yes.
Hello, Memory Keepers. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you
for watching. And if you do like this video, don't forget.
Sorry, RJ. I'll just make a quick request.
Yes.
Oh, thank you lang dun sa GH5 sa left side mo. Yeah.
You know.
Okay. better.
So. Hi, Memory Keepers. Thank you for watching. And if you do like this video, don't forget to give it a big thumbs up. And also, don't forget to subscribe to this channel. And yun, thank you. And we hope to see you on the next episode.
Yes. Okay, Memory Keepers, thank you again. So let's go home now. So see you on the next episode.
Memory Keepers, thank you for watching. See you guys on the next one. Bye.